What mortal dangers did Jesus warn his church to beware of? Well, that takes us from Christ Unleashed in Revelation 1 to where we're going to be in the next few classes, and that's chapter 2 and 3. But let me just introduce that to kind of connect Christ Unleashed with what chapter 2 and 3 is going to say. In chapters 2 and 3, we find this. Number one, Ephesus had the mortal danger of just going through the motions. Now, you say, oh, you just talked about martyrdom. Well, to God, do you know what's worse than me being martyred? Me just living the Christian life on autopilot. I go to church. I read the Bible when I have time. I meet with Christians if I have time. I just go through the motions. Smyrna had the danger of living in fear. What's the most repeated negative prohibition in the Bible? What God says most of all that we're not supposed to do? Fear not. Why? Because God does not give us a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7, but of power, love, and a sound mind. What makes us fear? A lack of faith, the devil. Smyrna, he said, I don't want you fearing the things that are going to happen to you. The next church, Pergamos, the danger of becoming comfortable around sin. You know what's more dangerous than being public enemy number one and hunted by the empire? Blending in and getting comfortable around sin. Did you know we should never get to the point where we can be seeing sin without it grieving us because it grieves this Holy Spirit of God within us? Number four, Thyatira, the danger of not forsaking personal sins. Did you know, just like if I'm here in this bright colored shirt and I see something on a little, you know, fuzz or something, I just pick it off because it shouldn't be on there. I brush it off. You get dust, you brush against something. Sin should immediately get our attention. We don't want that. We want to not have personal sins clinging to us. We want to be repenting. We'll also see in Sardis the danger of acting and operating just like all the lost people around us. When Christians live in fear, when Christians live in greed, when Christians live in unforgiving spirits, we're just living like all the lost people around us. And finally, Laodicea, the danger of getting distracted by anything from seeing God in His Word. Now, if you've been to many classes, you see this all the time. This is the number one distractor these days from this. Now, I know some of you read the Bible on this, but I'm talking about everything else you do on this besides read the Bible. Communicating and socially expressing ourselves and entertaining ourselves and amusing ourselves and calming ourselves and whatever else we do on this instead of spending time with the Lord of Glory.